M1EIB, this is G7RPG. The reason that your audio is dropping out is because your FM deviation is excessively wide and it's closing the squelch on the receiver. You are an excellent signal in, very, very strong signal, fully quietening. But if you take the microphone maybe about a foot away from your mouth, I think that should do the trick. Back to you. Name's Peter, by the way. G7RPG.
G7RPG, thank you for coming back to me. I've switched over to narrow. I didn't realise I had the deviation on wide. And I'm speaking away from the microphone now. I think it's Peter, isn't it? Name here is Phil, Papa Hotel, India Lima. Call MW1EIB/P. Thank you for coming back to me, Peter.
Yeah, that was perfect, that transmission. If you switch to narrowband FM, you can probably bring the mic a little bit closer to your mouth. Just out of interest, is it a Yaesu radio that you're using by any chance?
Yes, Peter, it's the 991 Alpha, which, believe it or not, is on a mag mount on the radiator in the caravan, over.
Yeah, I'll put a smile on my face. I think we all started out with mag mount, either on a biscuit tin or a radiator. So, yeah, very good. Well, it's working, no problem at all. I'm guessing you must be out on the Thien Peninsula, somewhere, I'm guessing, anyway. Or somewhere. You're coming through Bob MW0RHD's gateway, which is in Clangubby. It's working great now. It's the audio is perfect. Back to you, Phil.
G7RPG from MW1EIV. Well, thank you for coming back to me, Peter. Yes, we're in Pathelli. Pathelli. We're about 3 miles away from Pathelli town centre, just in a caravan. Unfortunately, we couldn't park the car. Usually I use mag mounts on the car when we come here. But unfortunately, the car parking is about 150 yards away, which is a bit awkward because I'm disabled, but hey-ho, here we go. Okay, I won't keep you any longer, Peter. Thank you very much for the report. Much appreciated. From MW1EIB.
No problem, Phil. Well, I hope you have a nice time down there, and you all understand about the car parking situation. I suppose the other option is get a very long piece of coax. I don't think that's going to work, is it? Anyway, 7-3, good night. G7RPG, off and clear.
Yes, good night. God bless, Peter. Thank you again for your trouble. 73s. Bye-bye now.
Just testing who's on getting out.
This is Kilo Julia 5, Mike Oscar Zulu. That transmission came in loud and clear.
25 MOZ, I think it was, it's 1076. Thanks for the clarification on getting out. Okay, well, I'll stick with little Milligan's meeting me around for work tomorrow. Thank you very much. 73.
Okay, thank
G0OMK, I wonder if anybody can give me an audio check, please. G0OMK.
G0OMK. This is Mike Whiskey 1, Echo India Bravo Portable. You're loud and clear here, over.
W1EIB, well, thanks for coming back. I was just curious. My radio just fell from about a 3 foot height and went skidding across the floor. I'm just checking that it's still working okay. Thank you.
You're most welcome, Lima. We're about 3 miles away from Pathelli, North Wales, on the Thien Peninsula. Just working a 991A into a mag mount. That wonderful. No problem with your audio. Lovely clear audio. Nice solid signal. 73s.
MW1EIBG0OMK, yeah, thank you very much. I'm just going to double check, see if there's another station that heard you dropping out. I don't know if it's going to be my side or if it's on your side. Anybody else listening on frequency heard the MW station in Wales dropping out, please, over.
M7FGG, yeah, I heard it, bullet.
Sorry, you want to try again in English?
Mike 7, Foxtrot Tango Golf. Yes, I heard it dropping out, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. I didn't get your full call sign, but it doesn't really matter too much. FTG I got, but thank you. 73G0OMK, quite satisfied his radio's still working.
Just put it in beside the poppadoms overnight, Dave. It'll be fine.
How did you know about the poppadoms? Gordon, just clarify, did I tell you about the poppadoms? Because I don't remember.
We listen here, we listen everywhere, Dave. 2M0 PGK for identification.
Okay. I thought, surely, how did he know about the poppadoms? Because I don't remember telling anybody, not on radio anyway, at least. But yeah, okay, thanks, Gordon. Yeah, I'm going to make sure they're packed. Thank you.
And as a famous TV radio presenter once says, don't forget your toothbrush. Catch you later.
M0LBE to 2GOMK. David, you're still monitoring?
Yeah, I am. Sorry, I wouldn't take too much notice. Something ELB, try again.
M0LBE. It's Alan from Doddleston. You said if I had any questions to give you a shout.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, Alan. I completely forgot your call sign. How you doing, Alan? Yeah, fire away.
Yeah, all good here, thanks. I'll put the low wire up today. I haven't quite got it tuned in yet. I've got an analyzer coming tomorrow. So but I've got it strung up. It's about 65 and a half feet long. And I thought, I'll go on to the HF band and have a bit of a play around and just see if I can pick anything up. But I'm getting absolutely zero. I've spent most of my time searching the 20 meter band. I thought that would be about the busiest. Maybe it's just because I haven't got the antenna tuned in yet, but I thought I would have got something.
Oh yeah, alarm bells ringing there, Alan. Okay, I could probably steer you in the right direction. The first question I'm going to ask you is, was it an antenna that you bought complete, or did you build it yourself? The wire, approximately, you're pretty much within the ballpark, but not far off. You might have to do a little bit of fine-tuning at 65 and a half feet. You should be picking something up. I'm wondering, firstly, is your coaxial okay? You haven't got any dead shorts across it. You've got continuity at both ends. And also your transformer matcher or impedance matcher, whatever you'd like to call it. What have you got there, and did you buy that or did you build it yourself, over?
It's all purchased. I haven't built anything myself. I got the half-wave N-fed antenna from, I forget where it was now, but it was where Peter recommended. I've got a 49-to-1 unknown, just under the long wire antenna at one end. The cable has been tested. There's no shorts, and I've got continuity screen to screen and center to center. As I found the bands, you know, I'm getting all sorts of noises and whatever, which changes as I move the dial. So I thought, we seem to be going around somewhere, but don't don't appear to be picking anything up other than, obviously, I'm getting stuff like sound and Morse code. And if I take the antenna out of the back of the radio, then I'm getting absolutely zero.
Okay, so you are receiving something on the radio, so that's good news. I'm going to ask you about, well, let's start at noise floor, Alan, shall we? When you're going through the bands, is the signal meter being interfered with? In other words, is it coming up to a 5, a 7, or an 8, or maybe a 9 of just a hash noise that's coming through? And also with the band plan, I'm wondering where you're listening. If you give me an idea on 20 meters where you were actually listening. I know you said you heard Morse code. That would be down the bottom end of generally the band, where the band will start on the band plan, and then it runs up into phone. So, yeah, if you can answer those questions for me, over.
I'll answer them as I remember them. looking at the band plan, the 20 meter starts at about 14, goes up to 14.35 megs. Yes, the meter's up and down and all over the place as I tune, and I can see peaks and troughs on the waterfall. So it seems as if everything's working. Obviously, I'm not really pressing the transmit button at the moment because I'm not quite sure if the SWR is any good. So I'll do that tomorrow after I've tuned the antenna.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Alan G0OMK. Well, if you bought it off the peg as a pre-built antenna, you shouldn't really need to tune it. It should be okay. Generally, you'll find these are pre-built and pretty much pre-tuned for where they should go on the frequency. If you're going to put an analyzer on there, yeah, check the VSWR just to make sure it is in tune and everything's working okay. You should get nice little dips across the bands that you're going to work. You're going to get 10, 15, 20, and 40, where your VSWR is probably going to be the best with the 49 to 1. 80 meters will probably be a bit out of whack, but, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about that. But if you go to 40 meters, that's pretty much open most of the time. Sorry, let me just have a quick cough. If you go to the 40-meter band around about now, I would imagine that, without me listening, I would imagine that the band is open at the moment. You'll be working on lower side band. If you were to go to, say, 7.140 or 145 or 150, you should be able to hear stations coming in on there. That would be my guess. So before we go any further, let's just see what happens there. Are you anywhere near the radio? Is it all powered up and plugged in? Can you go to that frequency, 7.150, for instance, or whiz the VFO around that frequency and tell me what you're picking up on the lower side band, over?
I am by the radio. I'm talking to you on it now, but unfortunately, I have to switch the antennas because this thing's not been that well designed, really. I've got the PL plugs are quite large in diameter, aren't they? But the actual radio takes BNCs, and the BNC sockets are too close to get the PL plugs into the adapters. So, I've got to take this antenna out to get the other one in, but I can not take up any more of your time, and I can go off and maybe come back in 10 minutes' time after I've done that.
I'm just fiddling around, just doing final bits and pieces here before we jet off to work to Crete tomorrow morning early. So, I'm about, but the radio's on in the background, Alan. When you first came in, I thought, you got a deaf radio there. Why? The antenna isn't working. There's something wrong with the construct or whatever. That's why I asked you the questions. But no, it's no problem on the time. I'll come back to you in about 10 minutes. Nip off to 40 meters. It's normally a good judge, a good band to work on. it's pretty active usually, coming in from the UK or close to Europe this time of night, so you should pick up some fairly strong signals, I would have thought, around those sort of frequencies. So off you go, lower sideband, start at 7.100 and go up to 200, which is the end of the band plan on lower sideband, and have a quick listen and tell me what you're picking up, and that'll be a good judge on whether or not the antenna is actually working, over.
Okay, will do. Thanks very much. The original antenna came from UK antennas, and it was about 25 metres long, so I've just chopped it down to just about, I say, about 65 and a half feet. So, I'll say 73s and I'll catch you very soon. Thanks, Dave.
Yes, okay. When you said it was 25 metres, that's about 75, 80 foot. No, hang on, 80-something feet, 160. So, yeah, I think you had it pretty much tuned to probably halfway the 80 metre band, but I don't think you can fit it in your garden, can you? Going back to our original QSO, I think you had space for about 60-something feet, so I think you probably chopped it down for that particular reason, but I would have waited before I chopped it down to get it on the analyzer and see what you got as a VSWR, but not to worry too much, it's not major drama at this stage. Okay, give me a call back. I'll be listening on here. Thanks, Alan.
Okay, RHT, quick one.
QRZ, sorry.
Good evening, Davis, Bob, MW0RHT. Just mentioned to you there, if the gentleman that you're in QSO there with wants to go to 7.152, there's Echo India Station on there at the moment. With me, he's about 30 dB over 9, so you should get a good signal from him, over.
Well, thanks very much, Bob. Good evening to you. Sorry, I didn't get your call, so I didn't recognise your voice, actually, first time around. But thanks for that, Bob. Alan, if you caught that, 7.152, that should be pretty strong there for an Irish station. Okay, 7.3 for now, guys.
Great.
M0LBE, G0OMK.
Yeah, go ahead, Alan.
No problem at all. I could hear the guy loud and clear, so maybe it was something to do with my tuning. Perhaps I was trying to tune too many bands too fast and I just got past everybody. Apologise for my stupidity.
No, I wouldn't say stupidity or anything like that, Alan. It's all new to you. And you will find as you get more involved with the HF side, the easier it will become for you. And it will change your world, literally, when you start talking around the world on DX. I wish you a lot of luck. But it sounds good. Good. That's good news that the antenna's receiving. And, 40 metres is a pretty good judge, especially the evening time. And you get some good DX spots coming in from parts of Europe and Scandinavia into Ireland, what we call Inter G, which is your Scotland, Ireland and Wales and England all kind of mixed up in there. But best of luck. Yeah, I just turned my HF on, actually, as Bob came away to chat to Bob there briefly up in North Wales. And, the Irish station, he's, 30-something plus with me, and the Italian station that he was talking to at the time was coming through at about 10:15 over 9 as well. So, yeah, good, good, good. Here we are. Nice one, Alan. Congratulations. Welcome to HF.
Thanks. Thanks very much, Dave. And thanks, Bob. I better let you get on with your packing for Crete because you don't want to forget your toothbrush. If Bob's still there, perhaps I can... 5 minutes with him.
Okay, QSL, Alan, thank you. Yeah, I better crack on, haven't I? 20OMK. Over to you, Bob, if you're still there.
Okay, G0OMK. Mike Whiskey Zero Romeo Hotel Delta. That's for Alan's purposes, really. Enjoy your holiday, mate, yeah, and don't enjoy the vino too much, my friend. I prefer Ozo myself. But there we go. Have a great holiday, mate. Okay, Alan, sorry, I didn't get your call sign. Mine is Mike Whiskey Number Zero Romeo Hotel Delta. The name is Bob, Bravo Oscar Bravo, and the QTH is up on the Sleen Peninsula in North West Wales. Over to you, Alan.
I think I would probably have struggled had you not given me that exact frequency. I seem to be struggling to tune things in. Looking at the waterfall at the point where you gave me that frequency, the waterfall was absolutely solid, left to right. So there was no indication that there was someone speaking at that frequency. So I'm sure there's something I'm missing. Maybe the gain's set too high on the waterfall. If you can, if that can be adjusted.
Okay, Alan. Yeah. You've been in the capable hands of Dave. I don't know what transceiver that you're using there, but you can adjust the gain on most modern day radios. I run the IC7300 for HF, and you can adjust the gain on that, AF gain, and there is something else in the menu, I can't quite at the moment remember what it is. You can also, on the waterfall, on the bottom row, you can set your span, so you can widen your span or narrow your span, so that you can see the individual stations quite. Mine's set at minus 5, 10, 15 and 20, so there's quite a wide gap between them. So I can actually see the peaks a lot easier. Let me just have a look. So you can set the span narrower or wider. If I put mine up to in the centre at zero, the outside minus 200, then they could become even stronger still. So yeah, there's many things you can do on the modern day radios, Alan. One of the things that most people do, and I know this because I did it myself, is you twiddle that nub far too quickly. You've got to go pretty slow. Now, again, it depends on the radio that you're using. I don't know all radios, but I know some of them. On mine, my readout is 7.152.000. So I've got three zeros there. So you get a bit of a finer tune on it. A lot of people will click on the two, and that will jump up a lot quicker. Always have it set on the zeros, and so you've got a lot more flexibility there. So hopefully that's not too much information for you. Again, I don't know what the HF radio you're using, but as I say, I'm using the 7300. If I can be of any help to you at all, I'll willingly do that, Alan. And I would appreciate your call sign, my friend. MW0RHD.
M0LBE. Thanks again for this, Bob. Much appreciated. I've adjusted the span of mine. Mine's the Yaesu radio, and I got span options from sort of 50 up to 1,000 megs. So it's adjustable, and I found that when I was talking to you before, again the thing spanned the whole of the screen, but by increasing it, I've now got you as a nice little peak. So Yeah, that seems to make life a lot easier. I just need to now to work out how to reduce the amplitude.
Well, unfortunately, Alan, I wish I could help. I really do, but I don't know much about the modern-day Yaesus. The last Yaesu I had that I used in anger was FT-757. And then, oh no, it wasn't. I had another one after that, didn't I? I had the FT-100D, didn't I?
Yeah.
So that's the FT-100D, the Shack in a Box, was the last one that I used. But it didn't have a screen as such, just a frequency readout, and it certainly didn't have a band scope or anything like that. And I switched over to Icon, and I've been with Icon ever since. So unfortunately, I can't help you there. But a good source, and I'll stand by this no matter what anybody else says, a good source of information is YouTube. If you want to find anything about that radio that you don't know and you haven't been able to read about, go on YouTube and put a search in to the particular thing you want to know. And you'll find that 9 times out of every 10, you will find something appertaining to that particular bit of knowledge that you require. All radio hams, and I'm not being horrible anyway, but from my perspective, I won't say all. A high percentage of radio hams, yeah, don't read the manual. And I'm guilty of that. I don't read the manual very often. But when I have to, I will. And that gets the information that I need if I can't find it anywhere else. So, back to you. M0, I've forgotten it already because I didn't write it down. So if you say it a couple of times, I might remember it, Alan. Sorry about that. Mike Whiskey 0, Romeo Hotel Delta.
I know what you're saying. I struggle. Unless I write things down, I always forget. Looking at the issues, what I tend to do is I ChatGPT quite a lot. Unfortunately, ChatGPT doesn't know about this radio, because when it was taught what life was all about, it was before the radio was available. But I've now sent ChatGPT the complete PDF of the manual, so I can ask you any questions I like. But I have looked at quite a bit of the manual, as necessary, and I find that there's quite a lot of things that it mentions that the buttons on the screen, but it really doesn't tell you anything about how to use it or what it's about. So I do, as you say, need to go somewhere else to find out what's going on. I'm sure I will sort this one. Really enjoying this so far. And once I've got the aerial antenna, shall I say, tuned tomorrow, if everything goes right, hopefully I'll do a bit of meeting and just see how that goes.
Okay, Alan, no problem. Yeah. On your next over, which will be the last one that I'll have with you this evening, I'm just not long home after a 150-mile ride on the trike. Had to go up to Buxton yesterday, get some work done on our trike today, and then rode back. So I am somewhat tired, and still trying to warm up. The latter part of the ride home became rather chilly. And because I'm not in the best of health, and my age is getting older and older. Yes, those coils, those turns on the coil seem to be coming round a lot quicker than what they used to do. So yeah, I'm a bit tired, and I'm finding it a little bit difficult to concentrate. But there we go. ChatBT, whatever it was you said there. I don't know that program or whatever you, but if it can help and it will do it, then use it. Use any source you can. If all else fails, ask somebody who knows. Now, one of the biggest problems that I've found with most modern day radios is the manuals. Now, I'm going to use Icon as a classic example. In front of me here, I have 4 Icon radios. Okay, I've got the 7300, and I've got the IC9700, that's a Yaesu, that one, isn't it? I forgot that. I've got a Yaesu for that. What is it? An FTM 400 XD. Oh, yeah, I forgot that. A dual band. I forgot that that was a Yaesu. So I do have a Yaesu, but it's not HF. So I've got 3 Icon radios in front of me, yeah? 4 Icon radios. I've got the 7300, the 9700, the IC7100, and the IC705. Now, when you buy, I'll use the 7300 as a classic example. When I bought that radio, it arrived with 5 manuals, 1 in English, and 4, I'll just take that. But they're all the basic manual. If you want the advanced manual, you've got to download it or buy it from Icon. And it's not a lot of difference with the 9700 and the 705. However, the 7100, there is an advance, but it's not as critical as what the others are. And so that is one of the problems. The basics give you the absolute basic, yeah? If you want a bit more in-depth of what any particular area of the radio will do, you've got to get the advanced, and that is one of the downfalls. Download it. Don't buy it. Download it. It's free. You'll find it free as a PDF, and that would be of a great help to you, Alan. Over.
0 LBE. Yeah, okay, it's a good idea. I'll have a bit of a look at the Jesse site and see if you've got anything that's better. At the very least, I can upload it to ChatGPT. ChatGPT, by the way, is the artificial intelligence. It's got more intelligence than I've got. It sorts through paperwork a lot faster than I can. So far, before I got the radio, I decided to download the A manual, which is presumably this more simple one, and read it. Half an hour in bed before I go to sleep, and read it from cover to cover, so that when the radio comes, I knew exactly what I was doing. But I did find out that it is the best possible way to get yourself to sleep. I never got past about 3 or 4 pages and I was snoring. So that idea didn't work out. You're a brave man going out all that way on a trike. I used to ride motorbikes myself, but I've tended to be more of a fair weather traveller in the motorbike. So, as I say, you're a brave man. But if you're shattered, I'm fairly shattered myself, because I've been up chimneys, climbing up chimneys and climbing trees to get this antenna up. So I'll just go back to monitoring myself. I'll say 7 please, and very, very good of you to help me out tonight. That solved a biggest problem and put my mind at rest. I would have been tossing and turning had I not been able to hear someone on there tonight. So all the best. Appreciate that, Bob.
M0LVE, MW0RHE. Well, that's what the hobby's about. Helping each other. if we can't help each other, then, well, I'll not make my own comments there, because there's loads of people out there who would hear what I say and find it offensive. So the purpose of the hobby is to learn, and if you're struggling to learn, people should be ready to help. I know I have found that over the years. I've only been licensed myself since 2000, and it was a massive learning curve for me. I'm not naturally, I'm not naturally gifted in the learning. I am a tactile learner, and a person who needs to do it several times to let it start to sink in. So, yeah, if we can be of help, that'll be a help, because the hobby is about helping each other, as far as I'm concerned. So there we go. Good luck with it, my friend. Secondly, it's you're also you're almost a fellow countryman. So it'd look bad, wouldn't it, if I wasn't prepared to help you? You're not far off the border, so I think you. There's something like, from memory, you're something about 9 miles from the border by road. Not as the crow flies. I think your nearest point is Penmynydd or Penafort. It might be a little bit closer, because you're in Doddleston. So, yeah, going to be somewhere in that area. Well, I hope we will speak it again, and there's nothing brave about it. Nothing brave about it. This is my hobby, amateur radio. Motorcycling and getting the wind in your face is a way of life. I started riding motorcycles at the age of 5, and I'm about 11 weeks of time, something like that? Yeah, I'm 72. And I'm okay, 3 wheels now because of ill health, but I'm still riding out there. I'm braving the elements, so I'm either completely and utterly barking mad or I'm doing something right. Bless you, Alan, and best 7-3.
Great.
M0LBE, does the break station want to come in?
LUZ or Mike 7 Lima Uniform Zulu. First time I've used one of these repeaters, so I'm not really sure. I'm coming in on one of the Simplex repeaters. No idea how to use it. Couldn't find out on the internet, so I decided I'd just key the mic and hope for the best, if that makes any sense. M7 LUZ.
Thanks again, Bob. I'd better let you go if you're going to get your feet put up. Brake station, you're coming in loud and clear. I'll say 73's Bob, and I will definitely look forward to speaking to you if you're around on the airwaves. All the best.
Okay, Alan, M0LVE. MW0RXC, and good evening to Mike 7 Lima Uniform Zulu. I believe your name was Steve, wasn't it? Yeah, Steve, down here in Bristol. I'm gonna go clear and finish this cup of tea, and then I think I'll be going QRT and going into Zedland. And I might take a few radio manuals with me to help me sleep. Steve down there in Bristol, you're on Hubnet, it's not showing you that you're there. You might be coming in through the Chepstow repeater or gateway, I'm not sure. I'm just looking on the Hubnet monitor, between Steve and I, Steve's in Chester, on his own node, I'm on MB7ILP, which is in my Radio Shack here, and the one before that is MB7ICH in Chepstow. Yeah, that's where you're possibly coming in from. If you go on to hubnetwork.uk, that's hubnetwork, one word, .uk, it'll tell you all about the system that you're using at the moment, Steve. All the best to you, enjoy it, and hopefully we'll hear a lot from you. But in the meantime, I'm going to wish you all a best 7-3, and with your permission, or without your permission, I'm going to wish you via 01 as well. And 501, if you've never heard the term before, basically means God be with you till we meet again. It's a term used by the World Association of Christian Radio Amateurs and Listeners, of which I currently serve as president. Good night, God bless you both.
Yeah, you are correct. I'm coming through on Chepstow. I'm assuming that I'm effectively connected to a node as if I'd set up a node in my house, but I'm effectively using somebody else's node. But all this is a little bit new to me. I've only had a license about a month, probably 3 weeks to a month. So it's all a very, very steep learning curve. But yeah, thank you very much. All the best, 73s from M7LUZ clear.
The hardest part, Steve, and it wasn't passing your test to get the license. So the hardest part is pressing that PTT and talking to somebody. Well done, and we look forward to hearing you more. 7-0.
No problem at all. It was very, very similar to the first time I shouted out 1-4 for a copy in 1979. If that means anything. But I'll leave it there. I think it's probably best left there. Yeah, thank you very much anyway for the help again. Yeah, 73's Mike 7 LUZ. Good evening, good night.
W0RHD 1010, so we do it again.
This is Mike 3, Hotel November Lima, listening through. M3HNL from Warminster, Wiltshire, listening through on that.
Vis-à-vis, requesting the court, please. Executive Julie Acker. Can I hear you?